All right, everybody. Welcome to Unscripted Unlimited, the second show of the Everything Unscripted podcast network. I am your host tonight, Doug Hummer, and with me is my buddy Eric. Eric, how's it going?
What's up? Pretty good.
Nothing much.
How about yourself?
Oh, pretty good. Gonna try to stay up for the UFC card tonight.
We got
a lot to get into. Going to talk some Big Brother. I'm going to talk some UFC 266. We got an NFL spotlight, a toy spotlight, and a cartoon spotlight. But first, make sure you listen to Boxman and Smart, the Dirt Sheet Dudes, every Wednesday night around 10:15, 10:20-ish Eastern time for the Dirt Sheet Dudes. Eric will be joining them on nights where he doesn't have to work the next morning. That's Eric's community service. So Wednesday nights is our wrestling show. Friday nights at 9:30, I think you said, right, Eric?
Yep. 9:30 Eastern time.
9:30 Eastern time. Yeah. Will be the Dirt Sheet Dudes, which is their movie podcast where they talk about old movies, some, you know, newer movies. It depends on what Boxman wants to have. Boxman is a movie buff, and he really likes the old movies, like the 80s and 90s, depending on, you know, what he's in the mood for.
Exactly. One of these days, I'm going to join him, especially for a baseball movie.
Right. If you guys do Major League or Rookie of the Year, let me know. I'll be in.
Okay, cool.
Because
I
could definitely talk Major League or Major League 2. But so make sure you listen to them. They're good guys. Listen to us, 6:30 p.m. Eastern time, Friday nights for the Unscripted Wrestling Podcast. You'll have myself, my brother Daniel, who is not here tonight. He got the night off. Of course, Eric joins us Friday nights. Clinton when he's not working. And Stevie whenever he feels like, I guess. This upcoming Friday night, we did the WCW 96 through 98 company retrospective last night. Check that out. That was a fun episode. This upcoming Friday night will be the AEW company retrospective. October 8th will be us reviewing the October 9th, 2000 edition of WWF Monday Night Raw, where we find out who ran over Stone Cold Steve Austin.
21st anniversary.
Exactly. And October 15th, we are going to be doing the AEW WCW 96 through 98 company comparison. So basically the company retrospectives, and then on October 15th, the company comparison. So that's kind of going to kind of link everything together. October 22nd, we are going to be doing the countdown of the top 20 greatest wrestlers of all time. Eric has been working on it. Now, Eric, do you pretty much have the list figured out, or, like, are you going to put another poll up, or?
I'm going to put another poll up probably today or tomorrow in the EPW group. I'm going to check out.
You'll get, like, one point, right?
Hopefully not, but who knows?
So that's going to be a fun list. It's probably going to be controversial with a lot of the stuff that's gone on, with a lot of the things that have come to light as of late. But we don't talk about that on this show. And then, of course, we got other stuff that, you know, I kind of got brewing in my head for the end of October and, of course, November, which we'll get into in the coming weeks. Of course, listen to us for Unscripted Unlimited Saturday nights, as long as we're not busy, usually around 7 or 8 p.m. Eastern time. We'll usually keep everybody up to date on that, where we talk all sorts of nerd stuff. Big Brother, UFC. You know, we do our spotlights. Sunday, it's Sundays at 3 p.m. Eastern time. You have Daniel and Mindy with the Scaredy Cats. Tomorrow at 3 p.m., they're doing a tier list of horror movie franchises. So tune Ooh. Into that. I won't because I'll be watching football.
Same thing.
But yeah, make sure you're tuning in to that. That should actually be a good show. I might listen to a little bit of it, but I'll just stand up at the end of the stairs. And of course, Eric and Clintus, you guys going to do Wednesday this week?
Yeah, I still have to ask Clintus though.
Yeah.
If not, then we might have to skip this week.
Oh yeah, because you have a sodomy Tuesday night.
Yeah, unless you can do Monday night after Monday night after the Eagles game.
He might be too worked up.
Which one? Yeah, especially if they lose. It might be a good podcast.
Oh, I'm sure it'll be a really fun podcast, but so we'll see. So stay tuned for that. Eric will keep everybody updated on that. And also check out our buddy Sean on YouTube at Elite Diplodeck or Diplodoc, or I don't know why the hell he came up with such a complicated name, or on Twitch at Sneaky Fetty, as he online streams a video game, or him playing the video games on Twitch, and you'll see a bunch of roller hockey videos on YouTube, so check him out. We might have him on the show very soon. I'm not sure yet. That's another suspension that I still have to think about lifting.
Oh, Sean?
Yeah. Although he's done enough good. He'll be back on the show soon. But so all right. Enough with the plug-in. Let's get into it. What do you want to start with?
Let's start with Big Brother, since it's coming down the stretch. Final four, final three. Wednesday's finale, right? Yeah.
Yeah, but that doesn't start till 9, and I don't know if I want to stay up till 11 to watch. You know, Survivor needs to learn its place. Big Brother first, then Survivor. Hell, they shouldn't have even started Survivor till the Wednesday after Big Brother was over.
Yeah, I think it's because they know.
Okay, I just lost Eric. So hopefully we can get him to come back. So, all right, but we'll talk about Big Brother here a little bit. So we're getting ready for finale night. We're down to Xavier, Kylan got evicted. Xavier, Azza, and Big D. Kylan was voted off this past Thursday night. And he really made sure to, Eric, you back?
Yeah, I didn't know I got cut off.
Well, you did.
I was talking, and then all I hear is nothing, and I said, are you there? Oh, and then shit.
Yeah, live radio, folks.
Sorry about that.
That's okay. Live radio. That's just what I'm going to attribute it to. All right. So we're down to three. Xavier, which I'm pretty sure everybody is predicting to win this thing. And Azza and Big D. Are you surprised at the final three we have right now?
Yeah, I thought Xavier was going to honor his gentleman's deal, but I can understand why he didn't either, too. And there's pros and cons to both ways. He kind of wanted the easy way out, I guess. Not the easy way out, but the easy path. maybe he was afraid that Kai could beat him. So,
on a competition level, here's the thing. On a competition level, Kai can beat him. Now, sitting on a jury, or sitting in front of a jury, I mean, I don't think anybody would have voted for Kylan to win because everybody's pissed off at him.
Yeah. And Xavier's a lawyer, so and he knows how to speak in front of a jury.
Yeah. So I'm okay with it because Kylan proved to be nothing but a piece of shit.
Yeah.
I know you like him because you gravitate towards those kinds of people, but what he said Thursday night, if anybody tries to defend it, I'm going to run you over with my car.
You shouldn't have said what he said.
Yeah. I mean, first of all, I already thought he was a piece of garbage anyway, but I mean, this kind of just confirms it. I mean, Xavier, obviously he didn't want to honor the gentleman's deal, but that's your prerogative. Deals don't get honored. Like, how many deals did they make with people that weren't in the cookout, that they weren't honoring?
Exactly.
You're not supposed to honor a deal in Big Brother. So the fact, Kylan getting voted out and then like taking it out on Xavier when Big D was the one that casted the vote.
Yeah. He should have just left the house and let it be. His emotions got him, which
shows
how immature he is, too.
What?
Goes to show how immature he is, too.
Yeah, and that was the thing, too, is that, he was causing all this shit. What they should have done was they should have cut from the house, and the producers should have gone in there and dragged his ass out.
Yeah, they took too long to let him talk. They should have just said, hey, leave.
And then when Julie was like, look, you have Kylan get out of the house, and he still wasn't listening. It's just like, okay, dude. Like, to be honest with you, I wouldn't even take him to the jury house. I would just take him home. Like they do with expelled house guests. Be like, all right, you're not even coming back for finale night. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, I mean, they should have said leave the house right away, but they let him keep going. I don't know why they kept letting him keep going. I know they wanted, I guess it was for ratings.
Yeah, but to let him insult a man's nephew? I mean, come on.
Yeah, he was dead.
Well, no, the nephew's not dead. The brother's dead.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, okay.
Like,
that's why he was taken care of. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, it was in poor taste. What, Eric?
Hold on. I'll be right. Hold on.
Eric, don't be right back, all right? It's just you and I.
Yeah, I'm right here. I was just telling my mom, my dad I was on the phone.
Oh, okay. All right, here's a rule for podcasts. And for anybody that starts a podcast, tell your parents to bug off for at least 2 hours. I mean, Jesus Christ, don't parents know that we have this shit that has to be done? And that's for everybody out there that starts a podcast. If you happen to do it with parents in the house, either give them $50 and tell them to go to, the movies or something. Or set mouse traps near your door. But, yeah, I mean, that's, I mean, that's not like the only shitty thing that happened on TV this week, but the other thing we're not going to talk about because it's not a wrestling show.
Yeah.
And I really didn't want to get into it last night because I didn't know about it, but I saw it this morning, so and it kind of pissed me off.
When you just text me what you're referring to. I don't even can't think of what you're referring to.
It's the other, it was the newest episode of Dark Side of the Ring. Dark Side of the Ring.
Oh, okay. Okay. That one. Okay.
Yeah. So Kylan's not there. Kylan's not there. We're down to three. I still think Xavier's going to win the thing. I mean, you might seem like he's taking the easy way out, but to be honest with you, I think more people, I think the other two have had a better social game. They're not good competitors. They suck. But nobody in that house had a bigger social game, had a better social game than Big D.
Yeah. The only way Xavier doesn't win is if he fucks up in the final HOH and they take him out.
Yeah, which I can only see Azza doing. I can only see Azza telling him to go away. Because Big D will honor the deal that he has with him.
Azza is his best friend, too, in the house. So if he somehow won the final HOH, you think he would take Xavier?
I think so. Well, actually, you know what? I'm not sure because I don't think he's really close with Xavier like he is with Azza.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
So
that would be interesting.
That would be interesting TV. Yeah, I mean, I still think that he's gonna take him anyway. So, all right. So now that we got that out of the way, Eric, you want to do your NFL spotlight?
Yeah, NFL spotlight is somebody that you know very well, Buffalo Bill, Mr. Josh Allen. I mean, you don't know him personally, but he's on your favorite team.
Yeah, well, he's on the hometown team. Or he's on my hometown. Well, not my hometown. I live in Philly. But, the town I grew up in Buffalo, well, near Buffalo. So, and I've always admired the team, even when they sucked. And now Josh Allen has kind of breathed like new light into the team. And there's still a lot of people that don't like him. And the only thing I could really say to those people is Josh Allen is easy to like. Yes, he might not be the greatest quarterback. But, I mean, the city of Buffalo loves him, and that's all that matters. And they're not going to turn on him.
I can't see why anybody doesn't like him.
Huh?
I can't see why anybody doesn't like him.
Because there's people out there, and I'm not going to, and I'm not going to pick on these people. But there's people out there that don't think he's any good.
Yeah.
And people have told me, they're like, he's overrated. I said, so is every player on the Eagles.
Yeah, that's true.
So.
I'm not denying that, and I'm an Eagles fan.
Yeah, there's a lot of quarterbacks out there that are overrated. Carson Wentz is another one. All right. And but Josh Allen has backed it up. He's gotten the Bills to the playoffs 2 years in a row. And one of these days he'll get them to the Super Bowl. And it could come sooner rather than later. We'll see. The only issue I have with Josh Allen is I do feel like from time to time he gets lazy. And I think he got lazy.
In the first game of the season.
Yeah, in the first game of the season, he got lazy. I think for a quarter last week, he got lazy. Because they were 14-0 for a long time, and it kept seeming like he was trying to give Miami a chance to get back into it and make it a game, but Miami, you know, couldn't. The Bills' defense was stopping them, but the Bills' offense was giving Miami's offense the ball back.
Yeah. And then it just got out of hand, and then they won 35-0.
Yeah, because they finally, like, somebody finally said to them, guys, let's kind of put this game away. But, yeah, I mean, and a lot of it doesn't fall on Josh Allen either. A lot of it falls on Devin Singletary, who I think is the worst running back in the NFL.
Yeah.
Like, so why did you pick him as your spotlight?
Because I think he's starting to become an elite quarterback. He's not there yet, but he's starting. He's like, I think he's around top 10 quarterbacks in the league right now. And after this season, he could be one of the elite quarterbacks. I think he has the potential to be up there with the elites of, like, Rodgers, Mahomes, Wilson, Brady, all those guys. He has the potential. He's a dual-threat quarterback, which he throws first instead of runs. Some quarterbacks just run first. A la my quarterback, we're not going to get to that. But, yeah, I've always been high on Josh Allen. I even said that a couple of years ago when he drafted, this guy's going to be good. I think I told
right.
you that.
Yeah. And like his
I've
first
always
year,
been high on the cut.
Right. His first year was rocky, which obviously he was a rookie. His second year he got a little bit better, but he still, you could tell he had, you know, that glass ceiling. Last year he, you know, turned it up on all cylinders. And this year, like,
yep.
you know, I think the expectations that everybody had for him might be too high. And it might get to him.
And I think he has that it factor where he can prove people wrong.
So I'm glad you picked him as the spotlight. I mean, but yeah, I do agree with you the fact that I think he is like one of the, you know, top 10 quarterbacks right now. He's not necessarily elite yet, but he's on his way. And the people in Buffalo love him. And I think that's
exactly.
The most important part. They're adapting. They're basically they adopted him as one of their own, like they did Jim Kelly.
Exactly. And I think he's one of the best young quarterbacks. Like after like Mahomes, and he's up there as maybe top five young quarterbacks, like Mahomes, Murray, Baker, and him. And I can't think of anybody else. You know. I think those are the top four young quarterbacks in the future of the league.
But, yeah, no, so we'll see what happens. I can't wait for the game against Washington tomorrow. That's going to be good. And it's actually a game that Buffalo should win pretty easily.
And that's on TV, right?
It'll be on. I'll have it on Red Zone. I don't think it's on actual TV, though. I think they're giving that TV time slot to Atlanta and the Giants.
Ugh, why? No offense to Danny.
I think it's because New York City's closer to here than Landover. I think it has a lot to do with the markets and how close the markets are.
Oh, okay.
Or
that's unfortunate. Now I'll be watching Red Zone.
Yeah, well, I was going to watch Red Zone anyway.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of a win-win for you, right? Even if Buffalo lost, Washington wins, so kind of a win-win,
well,
right?
Yeah, Washington is another team I'm a fan of, but that has to do with my dad.
Yeah. Is your dad a Bills fan too, or
yeah?
Does he root for them? Okay.
Yeah.
So it's a win-win for him too. So.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, no, he likes both teams. I don't know what the hell started him as a Washington fan.
Yeah, we can ask you that.
He's been a Washington fan ever since the day I was born. I know that. I don't think I ever really asked him that.
Maybe because Doug Williams?
Got
your name?
No, I did not get my name from Doug Williams. Eric, I'm named after my father.
Oh, okay. Oh, duh. Junior, that's about it.
Yeah. No, I'm not sure. I'll have to ask him next time I talk to him. But yeah, like I don't know how that really started. And it didn't have anything to do with Doug Williams, because as far as I can remember, my dad really didn't like the guy.
Oh, okay.
All right, let's get into the cartoon spotlight.
Street Sharks.
Yep. Eric, you got to watch a little bit of this. We'll start with you. First of all, let me just say that Street Sharks, basically, it started on September 11th, 1994, lasted till May 18th, 1997, so three seasons. Basically, the plot is evil Dr. Paradigm created, along with his partner, Dr. Robert Bolton, created a machine known as the Gene Slammer, which is capable of changing aquatic animals into basically in a hybrid, you know, half human, half animal hybrid, combining their DNA.
Yep.
And so Dr. Paradigm at first transformed Dr. Bolton's sons into sharks. And they're his sons. So, and they become the Street Sharks. And what happens is Dr. Paradigm keeps trying to convince the residents of Fission City to basically turn against the Street Sharks, convincing them that they're the enemy, which they're not. He is. But he's very, very evil. Dr. Paradigm then, you know, he basically creates other creatures to try to defeat the Street Sharks, and it's just, I'll give my like overall opinion of the show first. Eric, what did you think of this thing?
I thought it seemed like a more of a kiddie show. I mean, I get the superhero. Were the sharks even like the superhero? They seem like they were bad guys. Sometimes
no,
I got that vibe.
The sharks were the good guys.
Yeah. I mean, I get the concept. But sharks are not known for being good.
Right.
So I didn't get the concept there, but it was an all right show. If I had to give it a rating out of 5, maybe 2.
Okay, and Eric, you know I like cartoons. Okay?
Yeah, you're a cartoon buff.
Exactly. I did not like this. Like, when I picked this to be our cartoon spotlight and I said, all right, you know, Eric, we're going to watch this, I expected this to be better.
Yeah.
To me, this is Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles with sharks. If the Ninja Turtles were really, really bad. Dr. Paradigm is a more evil, more scumbaggier version of Shredder. At least Shredder was kind of cool and kind of funny. Dr. Paradigm was just like plain like evil. This is not, to be honest with you.
Yeah, he was
like,
boring.
This show, like I don't remember. Eric, did you watch this when you were a kid?
No, I never heard of it until you mentioned it to me. And then I looked it up on YouTube.
I had heard of it, I think. And I had friends back in elementary school that watched it, I'm pretty sure. Because I knew I had friends that had the toys.
Yeah. Oh, they made toys of it?
I didn't know, because I don't think I ever really watched an episode.
Yeah.
All right, so this started in 94, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So in 94, I was watching Ninja Turtles, because Ninja Turtles were still up and running. I mean, it was on the decline, but it was still up and running.
Yep.
What else was I watching? Oh, Captain Planet was on, so I was always watching Captain Planet. Batman, X-Men. I mean, there were so many cartoons I was watching. I don't remember ever turning this on. And if I did turn it on, I probably had it on, saw that it sucked, and turned it off.
Now, Power Rangers, it's not considered cartoon, right?
No.
It's more animated?
No, Power Rangers wasn't animated at all. Power Rangers was live action.
Oh. Okay.
So, but yeah.
I didn't know what category that fell in.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't really like the Street Sharks. I mean, so watching it, like, I was trying to get into it, and it's just like, okay. Because, you know, I wanted to do a cartoon spotlight, and I did something that I knew Dango wasn't going to want to watch anyway, because he wasn't going to be on the show. But boy, did I fumble the ball here. This show just, like, it's not good. And trust me, I'm a cartoon buff, so I usually try to give all these cartoons a chance, but this just wasn't good.
It didn't hit the nail on the wall, or whatever that saying.
What happened?
I was bored.
Yeah. I mean, and then, like, you know, you had the characters, like, side characters, like, you had Benj, you had Lena. You had the other sharks, which were like Moby Lick. I thought the Moby Lick character was kind of cool because he was a good friend of the Bolton brothers and Ben's, and he became an ally.
And screaming girl.
Huh?
Who was that screaming girl that always screamed?
Oh. Wasn't that Lena?
Okay.
But yeah, so like...
Yeah, she was annoying.
Yeah, I wouldn't necessarily recommend this show to anybody just because, like, again, I think it's a ripoff of the Turtles, but I think it's a bad ripoff.
Yeah.
Maybe
a five or six-year-old.
Yeah, I mean, they might get enjoyment out of this. And like I said, like, I'm pretty sure... friends of mine back in elementary school, you know, were fans of the show. Cause I'm pretty, they may have even tried to get me to watch it. I don't know what happened or whatever. Cause I know some of them, I think, had the toys.
Okay.
So, all right, next up, we're going to do the toy spotlight. And the toy spotlight isn't necessarily, it's not an action figure, it's not a board game. Instead, it's a game system.
Ooh.
The original NES, the original Nintendo, the Nintendo Entertainment System, for anybody keeping score here.
One of the first systems I ever played it.
One of the first systems I ever owned.
I think my cousin owned it. I didn't own it.
I was just going to ask you if you had one.
I had Super Nintendo.
So, like,
I don't think
do you remember any of the games that you played for this thing? I had so many games, but I can't remember all of them off the top of my head.
Super Mario, Super Mario, with one game with you use a gun and you shoot ducks. I forgot what that one's called.
Oh, Duck Hunt?
That one. Yeah, Duck Hunt. That was fun. I love that game.
All right, so I gotta be honest here, right?
Okay.
Duck Hunt and, we had one of those, one of the guns or whatever, right? One of the Nintendo guns.
Yeah.
And the two main games that were used with those guns were Duck Hunt and Hogan's Alley.
Oh, Hogan's Alley! Wow.
Yeah. It had nothing to do with Hulk Hogan. So we had the gun for that because those were both shooting games. At one point, I'm pretty sure that because, like, you know, you hear all these stories of, kids pretending, with the guns that they were shooting, like, actual people or whatever, and it became violent for kids to have these video game guns or whatever. So, like, my parents were just like, all right, you can't play Duck Hunt, you can't play Hogan's Alley anymore, which I thought was stupid. Which, by the way, right, like, they actually got rid of the Hogan's Alley game, but they kept Duck Hunt. Like, Hogan's Alley.
And they took away the gun?
They didn't take it away. They just wrapped it up and put it in the cabinet where we kept all our VHS tapes and stuff.
Okay.
So I could have easily taken it out of there, unwrapped it, and plugged it back in. I was so stupid. I would usually ask my mom can I just play Duck Hunt? Like, I'm not hurting anybody. And usually, like, my dad would let me play Duck Hunt anyway because he'd play with me. My dad played a lot of those Nintendo games with me.
Yeah, those are fun.
Yeah. But, yeah, like, Duck Hunt and Hogan's Alley are the two main shooting games. Hogan's Alley, I never really understood.
It had no Hogan.
Yeah, Hogan's Alley. Yeah, that came out in 85. In 85. And, same thing with Duck Hunt. That came out 85. I had a lot of these games, Eric.
So did my cousin.
Because what was actually funny about the system was, I had all these games, and, like, my parents would buy these games or whatever, they'd be Christmas presents and all that. Because they continued to make the games till 1995.
Wow.
even when PlayStation was starting, even though, you know, PlayStation and Sega were already out, they were still making Nintendo games till about 95.
Yeah. And then Super Nintendo came out.
Yeah. And so, like, I had a lot of these games already. And then I actually had friends who, when they would get, like, towards, like, you know, 97, 98, when they were upgrading to new systems, they actually would give me their games.
Right.
Mainly because my dad didn't want to upgrade to a new system.
Yeah. What was your favorite game?
I had a lot that were that I really enjoyed. I technically had two favorites because I can remember these two off the top of my head. Let's see if I can find a name here. One of them was Kirby's Adventure, which came out on May 1st, 1993, which that was on Kirby was a pink blob. And, and basically what it was, let's see if I can, let's see what it says here. In the game scenario, an evil entity named Nightmare corrupts the Fountain of Dreams, which provides restful sleep to the residents of Dreamland. King Dedede steals the Star Rod that powers the fountain and gives pieces of it to his friends in an effort to stop Nightmare. Kirby, the player character of this single-player game, mistakenly believes that Dedede stole the rod for evil and sets out to reunite the pieces. When Kirby defeats Dedede and returns the rod to the fountain, Nightmare goes into outer space to spread bad dreams, but Kirby follows him and uses the rod's power to defeat him. Kirby retains his ability from Kirby's Dream Land. He can walk left or right, crouch or jump. To attack, Kirby inhales enemies or objects and spits them out as star-shaped bullets. He can also fly by inflating himself. While flying, Kirby cannot attack or use his other abilities, but he can exhale at any time, releasing a puff of air that cancels his flight and can be used to damage enemies or destroy blocks, which I used to love that shit. New enemies, new moves include the abilities to run at a fast pace and to perform a sliding kick. A major aspect of the game is Kirby's copy abilities. By inhaling and swallowing certain enemies, Kirby will obtain powers based on the special ability the enemy possesses. Copy abilities allow Kirby to access new areas and experience levels in different ways. Certain copy abilities can only be used a limited number of times. Kirby can discard his ability at any time or lose it when he is hit by an enemy. He must reacquire it quickly or it'll disappear. And the game has 41 levels across 7 worlds. And like I remember playing this game a lot with an old buddy of mine that used to come over all the time. Because, you know, like even though when the Nintendo was getting old, you know, I still had friends that like to come over and play the game. They like to play the games and shit.
Yeah, it's a classic system. And the game that you just mentioned is classic, too.
Yeah. Did you ever play it?
Kirby?
Yeah.
No, I don't remember playing it, but I heard it's a classic, so I know a lot of people like it.
Yeah, I mean, I loved it. As a matter of fact, Eric, I think that's the only Nintendo game I ever beat.
Oh, wow. Do you play Donkey Kong, too?
I don't think I ever had Donkey Kong, but I was over at friends' houses that had Donkey Kong, and I would play it on the system,
Yeah, Donkey Kong was one of my favorites, too.
But yeah, Kirby was a favorite of mine, as was Dr. Mario.
Oh, yeah, and Turbo Football.
Yeah, I think I had Tecmo Bowl.
Yeah, that one in Madden. That's how I got into Madden.
I had a couple of the wrestling games. Dr. Mario, like I said, Dr. Mario and Kirby were my two favorites. I used to love to play Dr. Mario with my dad.
Oh. He used to beat it.
We would actually do like that, because in Dr. Mario you could have like the versus mode kind of, where like you're going against each other. And my dad, obviously, because you know he was 30s and I'm like 6 or 7, you know, he could obviously like easily beat me. Well,
see, with our age.
Yeah. And so he could easily beat me. But there were a couple of times I actually beat him.
Oh, wow. That's good.
Because what was actually funny is that, like, because the Nintendo, even though technically it was my grandparents, not my mom's parents, but my dad's parents, bought the system for me when I was 4 for Christmas.
Oh, nice.
But we kept it upstairs in the living room so everybody could have access to it, because, you know, my dad and I would always play it. When I got a TV in my room when I was, I think, 10, my dad actually we actually moved the Nintendo downstairs into my room.
Okay.
And the Nintendo got moved downstairs in my room, so, you know, me and my buddies could be downstairs playing that all the time. And then it got to a point to where, like, everything got unhooked because I got in trouble for something. So my dad actually took the TV out of my room because he's a dick. But. It was something stupid. Well, it's because of my grades or whatever, but I was, you know, 13, or I was like 12 and didn't give a rat's ass about school. So that's why I was like, but I would always play the games with my dad, and like we would always play Dr. Mario. We would always play the wrestling games that we had. And then when I started getting older and the thing, I moved into my room, I was always playing Kirby, you know, with one of my buddies. And those were my favorites. I also, two other games that I also kind of remember fondly is Lethal Weapon had a Nintendo game.
It did? I remember Mortal Kombat. Mortal Kombat on Nintendo? I don't remember.
Hold on, I got the list right here in front of me. I don't see it, but that doesn't mean it didn't exist.
It might have came out later. That was one of my favorites, too. Kind of sucked at it, but...
Oh, I sucked at a lot of these games.
I
like
those games.
I sucked at a lot of these games, but I also had people that... I was also friends with people that actually could get further in the levels than I could.
The thing with video games is you can suck at it, but you can have fun with it too. That's why I suck at some stuff. I love it.
I miss the old Nintendo.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't have the games anymore because my dad did something with them.
It's just thing you can buy it at like flea market or something. Probably could.
You know, and we're part of all these toy groups where guys are selling these things all the time.
Yeah, that too, yeah.
But yeah, like I'd love to get, you know, one of these days I'll probably break down, get an old system, or because, you know, they redid them or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, get an old system and then buy like a couple of the games and then have you and some of the fellas come over and we'll be upstairs gaming in my room.
That would be fun. That's a good idea.
Yeah. I'd say have some of the girls over too, but that might cause a little bit of controversy. Although the girls that you and I know actually wouldn't actually mind playing video games.
Yeah, exactly. That's why they're friends with us.
Yeah. The only thing they might mind is the fact that we'll be sitting upstairs in a tiny room where you can actually see my underwear.
We have to hide it.
Oh, like if that ever happened, because again, like that is actually something I would like to, well, not have girls up in my room looking at my underwear, but actually do like, you know, buy like an old Nintendo system, hook it up here, because I do miss a lot of that stuff.
Yeah. Like the Duck Hunt, that's a fun game, you could say.
Duck Hunt was fun. Kirby was fun. Dr. Mario was fun. I loved playing Lethal Weapon. I actually thought that was kind of cool.
Street Fighter
was awesome. I loved playing the wrestling games. Home Alone 2, that was another fun game.
Oh, I didn't even know they made a game yet.
Yeah. I mean, the Super Mario Brothers 2 was kind of cool, too.
I know about that one.
Yeah. And regular Super Mario Brothers, and you know they had a lot of games based off of cartoons like the Disney cartoons, which I'm pretty sure I had a lot of them. I just can't remember off the top of my head. Let's actually go down the list here. Did Street Sharks have a video game? It's not on here.
Maybe it was so bad that they didn't do it.
They're just like,
that's why I lost the three seasons.
We are not having this thing. But no, there was a lot of good games for that system. And like if it ever, like I said, if it ever happens to where like I come across one and then in the system or whatever, I would honestly, like, truly, I probably would buy it or bid on it in an auction or something.
Yeah, I'm sure people will sell that for a good, probably can get it cheap, too.
Right.
Not like any, like, $100, but I mean, like, $60, $70, something like that.
Right, yeah. So that's another goal we should have in mind, Eric, is try to get one of these and then set up a video game party.
It's a good idea. And could we even have handheld.
The Switch?
I don't even have it. I forgot what it's called.
The Switch? The Nintendo
Switch? Thank you. Yeah. And it has a lot of those vintage games, too. I don't know if it has Dunk Hunt because there's no way to shoot them. But.
Yeah, Daniel told me that you could get some of those games on the Switch.
Yeah. There's a lot of Super Nintendo and regular Nintendo games on there that we could play. Yeah.
If Kirby and Dr. Mario are on there, I'm all set.
Yeah. You should ask him. Or I can check for you, too.
I mean, I'll have to ask them, but yeah. So like I said, you know, one of these days I'll probably, you know, go searching for a regular Nintendo just because I think that would be fun.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I'm down for that.
Yeah. I know you are. I could get you on board with anything. Do you want to get into, because we've actually gone a little bit longer than I think we thought we were going to.
Yeah, we can get into this UFC main card and then wrap it up.
UFC 266, the main event of the card is Alexander Volkanovski?
Volkanovski.
I think Volkanovski.
Yeah, something like that.
Versus Brian Ortega for the Felterweight title. By the way, this is also the finale for Ultimate. Well, not the finale, but like the big title fight for the Ultimate Fighter.
Yeah.
The champion, the guy who's
Alexander Volkanovski.
Volkanovski is the champion. Ortega is the challenger. It's going to go 5 rounds. Also, we have the women's flyweight title. Valentina Shevchenko. Lauren Murphy. All right. Shevchenko's the champion. You got Nick Diaz, Robbie Lawler. You got Curtis Blades and Geronizo Rosenstruck.
That's going to be a great fight in the
heavyweights. And you have Jessica Andrade and Cynthia Cavillo in the women's flyweight division. So another flyweight bout. So 5 fights, and 3 of the 5 fights are going to go are scheduled for 5 rounds. So this could be a long night.
Yes, it is. And the return of Nick Diaz, I don't think he's fought in 5 years.
Yeah. I was going to say he had a long layoff, right?
Yeah, and Diaz brothers always have a long layoff. Yeah, his last fight was 2015. So, yeah. 6 years.
Yeah, so we'll see. I mean, to be honest with you, since I'm kind of new into the UFC game, I don't really know a lot about these guys. I mean, I know a little bit about Diaz and Lawler.
Yeah. This is a rematch from like 15 years ago.
Right. So, what fight are you looking forward to the most?
The main event. I'll give some of my predictions if you want to.
Right.
We'll go down the list. First one is Jessica and what's her name?
Jessica Andrade and Cynthia Cavillo.
Okay. I'm going to go with the upset here. I think I'm going to go with the American. Cynthia is going to win.
Okay. I mean, I'll go with Jessica Andrade just to disagree with you, because, you know, it's probably funner that way.
Yeah. Curtis Blades and the other dude, Rosenstruck is going to be a hell of a fight. These two can go at it. These two are going to go at it. One of them's going to get, I think it's going to end in a knockout. I have Curtis Blades knocking him out.
Well, I'll tell you what, these heavyweight fights are always fun to watch.
Exactly. Those are the probably most entertaining fights on the card whenever there's big heavyweight between these two.
Yeah. So, I'll go with that Rosenstruck.
Blades is a monster, too. And then you got the return of Nick Diaz and former champion Robbie Lawler. No, he's been the former middleweight champion. They moved this to middleweight because Nick had a hard time cutting weight losing weight, whatever. So they moved it to middleweight and I think Robbie Lawler is going to beat him in the third or fourth round. I think the rust is going to get to him, to Nick Diaz, and I honestly think he's just in there for the paycheck.
We've seen a few fights, you know, lately. TJ Dillashaw and Misha Tate come to mind. You know, they came off long layoffs.
and they won.
True.
So,
I mean, Nick can't win because Robbie has struggles too.
His face caved in, but still.
Yeah. Anything can happen with the Diaz brothers, so. And Robbie Lawler is not like he's been winning lately either, so. But I think Lawler's going to win, but I wouldn't be surprised if Diaz wins.
I'll go with Diaz just because, again, like I said, like, you know, when fighters are, again, we've seen a lot of fighters, well, we've seen quite a few fighters lately that come off long layoffs and they still win.
Exactly. Anything can happen in this fight. It can go either way. And then you got the co-main event and Valentina
I'm saying Shevchenko.
Shevchenko. I would just say the hottie. She is hot. So. versus Lauren Murphy. I'm going to go with the champion here. I think she's going to dominate this fight like she's dominated every fight she's had and have another title defense.
All right, I'm going to go with the challenger just because I think we are going to see a title change hands here, but I don't think it's going to be in the main event. I think it's going to be in the co-main.
Okay. Well, I'm the opposite. I think we're going to have a brand new champion in the main event. I think if Brian will take his time, he's only lost one time, and that's to Max Holloway, legend. And that was doctor stoppage, too. So, I think Brian Ortega is ready to be a champion. I mean, Alexander the Great he's great. They both lost one fight. I think it is Brian Ortega's time. I'm going with the brand new champion, Brian Ortega, I think he wins by decision. I think it's going to be a great fight, too.
I think they're all going to be great fights. I just want to make sure I could stay awake during them. So.
And I think Ortega's Brazilian jiu-jitsu is going to come into play. He's really good at the ground game. So if
Brian
you get
Ortega
him
looks
to
like
the ground, I think he's going to play. Which one?
I said Brian Ortega looks like Alberto Del Rio. That's why I don't want to root for him.
You see him on those commercials. He's only 30 years old, so yeah. Still a young guy. Volkanovski is 32. He's from Australia. I think it's going to be a very good fight.
I'm looking forward to the whole card. That's 10 o'clock tonight on ESPN+. Which ESPN Plus is a great service to have. I love having all these streaming services.
Yeah. ESPN Plus is great. Not only do I watch UFC, I watch stuff too.
I was going to say, and hockey's going to be on there. Well, hockey already is on there, right?
I think so. I don't know if it's on yet, but it's when the season starts in a few weeks.
But so it's gonna be a good card. I'm looking forward to it. UFC 266. It's gonna be in Vegas.
Yeah. Is it in Vegas?
Yeah, it's gonna be at the T-Mobile Arena.
Okay, so there's going to be a crowd. Okay.
Yeah.
That's
they wouldn't put a show without a crowd on pay-per-view. Dana White's not that stupid.
That's true.
Have you ever watched Dana White's Fucking Friday? Well, have you watched any of Dana White's Fucking Fridays yet, like Daniel and I were talking about last week?
Not yet. I watch the Contender series, which is pretty good, too. If you guys have a chance, go back and watch that. There's some
I think Daniel said he wanted to go back and watch some of it. But yeah, like his fucking Fridays were like Chef Eric, you know, cooked up a bunch of stuff. Dana White tries it. And unfortunately, if he doesn't like it, he's pretty honest about it.
So you think Chef Ramsay?
Like last week when they had the video of him trying the breakfast pizza and he's just like, I hate this. Because he didn't like the fact that they did the breakfast pizza and they had the fried egg on top.
Oh.
Well, the one they did last night was a donut grilled cheese sandwich. And he's just like, well, he didn't like that either. He's like, 2 weeks in a row and the food sucks.
And the show is on YouTube or ESPN Plus?
It's on his Instagram.
Okay.
It's a short, like, 3-minute video every week.
Okay, I'm going to watch it.
Yeah. I mean, some of the stuff they make on here, like, Daniel and I want to try it.
That donut one sounds good.
Yeah, well, Dana White didn't think so. So, all right, Eric. I think we've covered everything.
Anything else? Or
no, I think we've covered everything.
Yeah, we covered Big Brother. We covered this spotlight.
Yeah.
Covered UFC. Good show, John, Doug.
Yeah, very good show. All right, we'll see everybody next week. Don't forget to tune in to Daniel and Mindy tomorrow at 3 p.m. for Scaredy Cats for their horror movie franchise Tier List. Also, hopefully...
Wednesday night.
Huh?
Kind of confirmed on Wednesday night.
Okay, good. All right, yeah, because you don't want to miss that because there's going to be a lot of good action to recap from week 3, I think.
Oh, yeah. Especially the Tampa and Rams game.
Oh, that's going to
and
be awesome.
And Cowboys and Eagles, of course.
Yeah. So, all right, Eric. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, Doug.
And we'll see everybody next time. All right, later.
Just tell Daniel and Shannon said hi.
I will.
Later, guys.
Later.